Oh, absolutely. There was no hope. I felt that there was no hope. It felt like I was deteriorating. I was falling apart. My whole world was crashing.
33-year-old Ginger Ramirez and her children live in Northwest Springfield, Zone 1, which has the city's highest rate of poverty. Although life is better today for Ginger Ramirez, a couple of years back, she and the kids were having a tough time of it.
I had children at home. I wasn't able to work anymore because of childcare expenses. I was living basically off donating plasma every week, which was $70 a week. That was my income to raise children and make a living.
For Ginger Ramirez, that was then, this is now. As in February 2017, Ramirez learned she was eligible for programming and support services from the Northwest Project. Began in 2016, the Northwest Project is a five-year, $1.3 million grant to pilot poverty reduction strategies in Northwest Springfield. The Northwest Project is led by the Drew Lewis Foundation, Missouri State University, and Drury University. With Ginger Ramirez, the Northwest Project found a willing, eager, and able participant.
Going into the Northwest Project, working closely with them, I was determined to get out of poverty. I wanted a better life for me, for my kids, for my family, everything.
Funding for the Northwest Project comes from the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, the Musgrave Foundation, and the Stanley and Elaine Ball Foundation, managed by Central Trust. Friday, at the Springfield Poverty Community Report Conference in North Springfield, the Northwest Project released its Year 2 update to over 200 people attending the conference.
First, I want to thank everyone for getting up your Friday afternoon to come together as a community and talk.
Really, what the report said is that we're not wasting our time. We're not wasting our money.
Amy Blancett chairs the Drew Lewis Foundation, which oversees the Northwest Project. The Drew Lewis Foundation is named for Amy Blancett's late husband, who continues to serve as an inspiration for his namesake foundation and those serving in and served by the Northwest Project's first and original site, the former Fairbanks School.
The numbers show that we're moving the needle. It costs a lot of money and it takes a lot of time. But to show that in 2 years we've changed the potential for families close to $1.2 million and we've only invested $400,000, it really shows that what effort can do really in the long run is going to pay off for our community.
Friday's report shows in the first 2 years of the Northwest Project, 55 people have participated in 8 cohorts of the program, representing more than 200 family and household members who, with increased income and debt reduction, have the potential to increase their 2-year combined income by $1.2 million. Among other key findings from Friday's report, average income has increased about $450 a month per household active in the Northwest Project. The employment rate has doubled since the program began, and credit scores continue to rise. Christina Wilmoth is the program manager for the Northwest Project and oversees its educational programs, which are held at the project sites, the original location, the Fairbanks at Grant Beach, but also now in the Roberson neighborhood, the heart of the West Side, and Woodland Heights. Christina Wilmoth says the Northwest Project model focuses on the National Circles program.
We take participants in groups, so the families come in groups of 6 to 12 families. So for about 3 months, they have weekly programming that they meet every single week, and we address those topics that are common barriers, things like budget, relationships, and healthy parenting.
Christina Wilmoth says the Circles model of self-sufficiency and the Northwest Project educational programs also include transportation and housing, job training, resolution of legal issues, child care, taxes, and earned income.
And then after about 3 months of that, they go through a graduation where it's really just the start, but we graduate so that we can celebrate what we've accomplished so far. So we go through a graduation, but we continue that weekly education for what we call a maintenance period for up to 2 years and even then some.
Just getting started with the Northwest Project takes a lot of courage, according to Amy Blansett of the Drew Lewis Foundation. She says the first step is self-identification as a person or family in need.
And so the families that really are on that, you know, ideal for the program, there's so much pride involved in saying, I can't take care of my family. I'm not sufficient right now, and I'm scared of what that means for my kids. I'm on the cusp of losing everything. That's a lot of pride to be able to say that. I need help.
Going in there, it was hard to open up, and it took a while to open up.
Again, Northwest Project participant and mom trying to do right for herself and her kids, Ginger Ramirez.
Walking in to let them know that I needed help, going by myself, took a lot. I felt very low and that I didn't matter and my life was crumbling and I was a mess. But eventually, you learn that they're there to help you, not to hurt you. And you realize that they're also there to come together and make a community and help you through the struggles.
Through the Northwest Project, Ginger Ramirez has found a full-time job in childcare. She has a savings and checking account set up and now has reliable transportation with a car acquired through the Help Give Hope program. She says the Northwest Project helps her retain her dignity through hard times.
You actually feel like somebody after the project. I mean, I did anyways, I can speak for me, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's something I can look forward to every single day now, and that's what Northwest Project does. When I first started, I felt like nobody because I had nothing. And once I went through Circles or Northwest Project, I felt like somebody again. I felt like I was important.
You are.
Yes, I am.
You are. Persons eligible for participation in the Northwest Project must be at or below the 200% federal poverty level, must be employed or employable, and have a high school diploma or its equivalent, now called a HISET, or be able to complete it within 6 months. For the full 2-year report on the Northwest Project, cfozarks.org/northwest. For information on how to participate in the Northwest Project, thefairbanksinfo@gmail.com. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith.